So good afternoon, everybody. Thank you very much for coming to this plenary session, which we've entitled Global Bacterial STI Challenges for the 21st Century. So we thought it would be very good to have an IUSTI-generated plenary session where we deal with some issues outside of North America. And there are two key issues that we wanted to go through today. One of them was on gonococcal resistance, particularly from the Asia-Pacific region, and the focus from Japan. And so we've invited Professor Tetsuro Matsumoto to give that talk. Following that, there'll be another talk on the elimination of congenital syphilis in Latin America. And that will be given by Professor Patricia Garcia. The way we've decided to do this particular plenary session is that we're going to have about 25 minutes for each speaker, and there won't be questions at this plenary session. So if you have questions, you're more than welcome to come and speak to the two speakers afterwards. But we wanted to make sure there was enough time to cover the topics in detail. So it's great pleasure for me to invite our first speaker to the podium, Professor Tetsuro Matsumoto. He's from the University of Occupational Environmental Health in Fukuoka in Japan. Now, Professor Matsumoto is very well known in Japan and across the Asia-Pacific region and internationally for his work. He's a urologist by background, and you'll probably hear from him that most of the gonorrhea infections are actually managed by urologists in the Japanese setting. So that's a big difference to here in the US and also Europe. And he's been very interested for a long time on antimicrobial resistance in Neisseria gonorrhea and also has an interest in Mycoplasma genitalium. So, Professor Matsumoto, it's a great pleasure to welcome you to the podium. We look forward to your plenary. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Ruiz, for introduction, and deeply appreciated for inviting me to this meeting. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Dr. Tetsuro Matsumoto from Japan. I am living in Kitakyushu City, which is located in the southern part of Japan. Latitude of Kitakyushu is almost same as Atlanta, but the time difference is quite big, 13 hours. In this afternoon, I'd like to talk about antimicrobial resistance of Neisseria gonorrhea in the Asia-Pacific region and the Japanese response after the detection of safety reaction highly resistant strain of Neisseria gonorrhea. Gonococcal infection is one of the most prevalent STIs in the world and a major public health concern. Most important issue of the gonorrhea is antimicrobial resistance. Neisseria gonorrhea has acquired resistance to a broad spectrum antimicrobials. There are several kinds of resistant mechanisms in Neisseria gonorrhea. For example, beta-lactam resistance, including penicillinase producing Neisseria gonorrhea, and chromosomally mediated resistance to penicillin and the cephalosporins due to mutation of a binding protein binding penicillin binding protein PEN-A region. Tetracycline resistant due to alteration of outer membrane protein and the enhanced efflux pump. And also fluoroquinolone resistant mainly due to mutation of a DNA gyrase and or topoisomerase 4 gene. Recently, extended spectrum cephalosporins, namely cefixime and ceftriaxone, are thought to be the most effective treatment options in the empiric therapy of gonorrhea. However, clinical treatment failure cases were reported from several countries. In 2009, a case of gonococcal pharyngeal infection caused by Sovaspurin highly resistant Neisseria gonorrhea was found in Kyoto, Japan. This is a quite shocking event on Earth because ceftriaxone has been the most effective parenteral antibiotics for gonorrhea, including pharyngeal infection and last-line antibiotics available in the treatment. This event was reported by Dr. Unemo at the ISTDR meeting in 2011 as a superbug. And this showed possibly that gonococcal infection had been becoming untreatable. This strain was isolated from commercial sex worker in Kyoto. She visited the gynecology clinic for screening of STI without any symptoms. Neisseria gonorrhea was detected from the pharyngeal swab sample with nucleic acid amplification method. She received 1 gram single dose of ceftriaxone at that time, and she visited clinic again for test of cure 2 weeks later. Neisseria gonorrhea was detected again from the pharyngeal swab by nucleic acid amplification and culture method. This strain shows that the high MIC, 2 microgram per ml, to ceftriaxone and was named as H041. This was the emergence and the first detection of ceftriaxone highly resistant strain of Neisseria gonorrhea. H041 showed resistance to a wide range of antimicrobials, including fluoroquinolone, tetracycline, macrolide, nitrofurantoin, and sulfamethoxazole, trimethoprim. Dr. Ornish detected additional 4 mutations in the mosaic Peigne region, which was widely found in the low sensitive and resistant strain to cefixime. Furthermore, he suggested that this type of mosaic Peigne could be easily transformed to the other gonococcal strain in co-cultivation in vitro experiments. This means ceftriaxone resistance can rapidly spread within gonococcal strains. Therefore, global monitoring of the emergence and the spread of antimicrobial resistant strain are needed. Japanese researchers actively surveyed ceftriaxone resistant strain of Neisseria gonorrhea after that. This is one of such kind of survey report. All strains were sensitive to ceftriaxone and cefixime when breakpoint MIC was 0.25 microgram per ml. On contrary, 78% of these strains were resistant to fluoroquinolone, and some strains were resistant to azithromycin. These gonococcal strains collected from 5 clinics in Kyoto and Osaka. Osaka is a neighboring area of Kyoto. This report showed that high-level resistant strain to ceftriaxone was not found after first case, and that such kind of resistant strain was not disseminated in such area. However, they showed by using NG mass method that the less susceptible strain to cefixime and ceftriaxone were distributed widely even in this area. And ceftriaxone highly resistant strain H041 may be derivative of such kind of low susceptible strain. Emergence of ceftriaxone resistant strain is quite serious problem, not only in Japan, but also other countries. Several resistant strains were found in Europe, Australia, Canada, and Africa after this event. Anyway, Japanese National Institute of Infectious Disease have been performing sentinel survey of some kind of STIs, chlamydia and gonococcal infection, genital herpes chondroma from 1987. This surveillance included 1,000 sentinel sites of clinic and reported monthly. In male, gonococcal infections were recently decreasing after peak in 2002, but it has not been decreasing and was stable in these 6 years. In female, gonococcal infection was not so many, but did not decrease. There are several problems concerning gonococcal infection in Japan. In addition to the emergence of ceftriaxone resistant strain, increase of extragenital infection, including oropharyngeal infection of Neisseria gonorrhea, and a decreased activity for the development of novel effective drug. This is trend of treatment for gonococcal infection in Japan in these 5 decades. Fluoroquinolones were used for the genital gonococcal and chlamydia infection during recent 2 decades. Due to the increase of fluoroquinolone-resistant Neisseria gonorrhea, broad-spectrum oral cephalosporins were used for the treatment of gonococcal infection. Emergence of resistant strain to the oral cephalosporin was occurred in 2000 in my area. This is a report of 2 cases which were unsuccessfully treated by third generation cephalosporin, cefuginib, and adotreonam. At the time, ceftriaxone was not available for the treatment of gonococcal infection. Nowadays, 3 kinds of parenteral drugs, ceftriaxone, cefotidine, and spectinomycin are recommended for the treatment of genital gonococcal infection. No oral drug is recommended in my country. Cefotidine is also third generation parenteral cephalosporin. In the meantime, 3 scientific societies, Japanese Society of Chemotherapy, Japanese Association of Infectious Diseases, and the Japanese Society of Clinical and Microbiology, cooperatively conducted surveillance of antimicrobial susceptibility of Neisseria gonorrhea in 2009 and 2012. I'd like to show you this data briefly. Gonococcal strains were collected from male respiratory patients, and susceptibility testing was performed in central lab, Kitasato Institute. Sample collection was done during 2 time periods. First collection was done between April 2009 and October 2010, and the second was between March 2012 and November 2013. Most patients were between 20 and 40 years of age, and they had a prurient respiratory discharge. Samples were collected from 51 urology clinics in 4 over Japan. Almost all strains were not susceptible to penicillin in both time periods. around 90% of gonococcal strain was susceptible to cefixime when breakpoint was set at 0.25 microgram per ml. However, they reduced to around 50% when breakpoint MIC was set at 0.125 microgram per ml. And the susceptibility rate was decreased from 50% in 2009 to 40% in 2012. 100% strains were susceptible to ceftriaxone at 0.25 microgram of MIC breakpoint. However, when breakpoint MIC was set at 0.125 microgram per ml, they were 91 and 89.3% in 2009 and 2012 respectively. This may be mean increase of less susceptible strain to ceftriaxone. Fluoroquinolone resistance was quite high. That was 78% in Japan. There was no spectromycin resistant strain in my country. How about azithromycin? Azithromycin resistant strain were around 2%, and it was not increased in these two time periods. In summary, susceptibility to cefixime and ceftriaxone has been gradually reducing, but ceftriaxone highly resistant strain was not found even in this nationwide surveillance. Cefixime is one of the standard oral antibiotics, but Dr. Deguchi demonstrated that 100% of strain which had under 0.06 microgram per ml of MIC was eradicated by 200 milligram double dose of cefixime, and that only 54% of Neisseria gonorrhea was eradicated when MIC was 0.125 microgram per ml. So we do not recommend cefixime as a first-line treatment of gonococcal urethritis in Japan. And we concluded that breakpoint MIC of cefixime should be set at 0.06 microgram per ml. One more important thing is considering treatment regimen in Japan is extragenital infection of Neisseria gonorrhea. Recently, we experienced several cases of severe gonococcal conjunctivitis caused by multi-drug-resistant gonococci. And we saw patients who had disseminated gonococcal infection. Therefore, we should call attention to any kinds of medical doctors, even who were not interested in STI. Anyway, most important extragenital infection of gonococci in Japan is pharyngeal or oral colonization. Rate of pharyngeal infection of Neisseria gonorrhea is very high in Japan, and this may be one of the causes of emergence and spread of multi-drug-resistant Neisseria gonorrhea. There are several data of pharyngeal infection of gonococci in female commercial sex workers in Japan. In my country, there are two types of commercial sex worker. One is who provide only oral sex, and the other who provide oral and vaginal sex. Gonococcal infection or colonization was seen in 13% in commercial sex worker who provide only oral sex, and in 5% in them who provide oral and vaginal sex. In both groups, rate of pharyngeal infection was higher than vaginal infection. How about in male patients? There are several reports like this. 24% of male patients with gonococcal urethritis concomitantly had pharyngeal infection of Neisseria gonorrhea. Almost all these patients are heterosexual men. Neisseria gonorrhea is detected in oropharyngeal site even of heterosexual men as well as homosexual men, CSW, commercial sex worker, or woman. When we treat patients with gonococcal infection, we have to care the pathogens of both the genital and oropharyngeal sites. However, penetration of antimicrobials into the pharynx or oral cavity is very low. We should choose more active agents and use higher dose of them. This is the main reason why we are using 1 gram single dose of ceftriaxone action in Japan. This is our guideline for the treatment of gonococcal urethritis and cervicitis. 3 kinds of parenteral drug are choice for treatment, but specksinomycin does not penetrate into the oropharyngeal site. So we recommend only 2 kinds of cephalosporin, ceftriaxone and cefotidim. Cefotidim is one of the third generation of parenteral cephalosporins, and its antimicrobial activity to gonococci is very high, almost same as ceftriaxone. However, cefotidim is not so good candidate for first-line treatment of gonorrhea. We performed study of 2 cephalosporins. When we used 1 gram single dose of ceftriaxone, Neisseria gonorrhea was completely eradicated from urethra, cervix, and also pharynx. However, when we used 1 gram single dose of cefotidim, eradication rate of Neisseria gonorrhea from pharynx was only 68%, in spite of it from urethra and cervix was 100%. If we want to treat patients successfully by cefotidim, 1 or 2 additional doses of cefotidim is necessary. Our current guideline is here. 1 gram single dose of ceftriaxone was most strongly recommended for all kinds of gonococcal infection, and multiple dose of cefotidim is second choice. Specksinomycin recommended only for the genital infection. Unfortunately, there is no data of effectiveness of cefixime for pharyngeal infection, and as I said earlier, 200 milligram double dose regimen was not so effective. Therefore, we do not recommend cefixime for the treatment of gonococcal infection. How about 2 gram dose of azithromycin? Azithromycin 2 gram dose was launched in 2009 in Japan. It was reported to be effective for treatment of gonococcal urethritis and cervicitis, but we do not have any data about pharyngeal infection. In addition, high level of resistant strain has emerged and has been increasing in several countries. This is report from UK. There are several high level resistant strains in UK. In Italy, high-level resistant strain was also reported. And Argentina, too, extremely high MIC strain was reported. This is key message written by Dr. Biener. 2 gram dose of azithromycin had a good result in clinical trial, but she did not recommend first-line treatment of gonococcal infection. We agree with this message. and there is no data about pharyngeal infection. So these are main reason why we do not recommend 2 gram dose azithromycin in our guideline. Anyway, I'd like to show you susceptibility of gonococci in Asia Pacific region. In Korea, penicillin G resistant strain 64%. Tetracycline resistance was 57%, and ciprofloxacin resistance is 95%. There is no resistance to spectromycin and ceftriaxone. However, MICs of 20% strains were 0.125 microgram per ml to ceftriaxone. In Vietnam, 5% of gonococcal strain were 0.125 microgram per ml or more in MIC to ceftriaxone. In India, Pakistan, and Bhutan, there is no strain which shows more than 0.125 microgram per ml in MIC to ceftriaxone. In China, it was 0.5%. In Australia, it was 4.4%. Therefore, cell-spotting low-sensitive gonococcal strain is not so prevalent in southeastern area except Korea, but it is gradually increasing in some countries. Once again, gonococcal infection has been becoming untreatable. Therefore, we should think about suitable treatment, which should be effective and preventive to the emergence and increase of resistant strain. As you know, CDC currently recommends dual therapy with ceftriaxone 250 milligram intramuscularly as a single dose with either azithromycin 1 gram orally as a single dose or doxycycline 100 milligram orally twice a day for 7 days. But it is not known whether use of oral dual regimen can delay the emergence and increase of cephalosporin resistant strain. So we should think about next treatment regimen for the nearest future and should perform clinical trial to know suitable regimen. CDC reported good response of the combination therapy using gemifloxacin plus azithromycin and gentamicin plus azithromycin. And ciprofloxacin and eltapenem should be considered because they are currently available in some countries. And now new drugs such as AZD0914, deafloxacin, abacycline, soricitromycin, etc. are now under development. As you can see here, ciprofloxacin has a strong activity to gonococci, including fluoroquinolone resistant strains. Ciprofloxacin is newer fluoroquinolone, which has been using in the treatment of UTI, RTI, and some kinds of other infections in Japan and some Asian countries. Ciprofloxacin has a strong activity even to fluoroquinolone-resistant gonococci, which had mutation in GIRA and PALSY, namely QRDR. So this new fluoroquinolone is one candidate of treatment option. Eltapenem is also a possible candidate, which has a good in vitro activity to gonococci. Conclusively, we have to do a lot of things against multi-drug resistant strain of Neisseria gonorrhea. WHO proposed a global action plan to control the spread and the impact of antimicrobial resistance in Neisseria gonorrhoeae. In this plan, systemic monitoring of treatment failure is the most important for clinicians like me who see patients with gonococcal infection. In Japan, we are advocating to clinicians increase of compliance of Japanese guidelines, attention of extragenital infection, including oropharyngeal infection, encouragement of tests of cure visits to patients, and establishment of monitoring system of treatment failure. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Thank you very much.